tonight we are going to start a new series. I feel like I'm back in the saddle because this topic tonight is absolutely something I love to share. I believe I'm anointed in this area. And the title of tonight's message is Healing Your Gift from God. So many of you know my background. So what I'm going to do is kind of give you a little bit information, though if you're new to this, you have only tuned into us recently, you'll have a little bit of my history so you know why I favor talking about this particular subject. But I got born again back in 1978. In 1978, searching for a church, and in 1980, I found RLCC. And Pastor Sarah and Pastor Clinton were holding services in their living room of their home. I started to attend there. And because my profession is nursing, all right, I became very interested in healing, especially when I found out that it was the will of God to heal. When I went to church growing up, the phrase was always used, if it's the will of God, you know, you pray for somebody, but if it's not the will of God, we didn't know. Thank God for the word of God sharing the truth. Now, I love, absolutely enjoy ministering to people in this area and on this topic. So I've had the opportunity to do one-to-one ministering, especially during COVID, and see some miraculous things happen. And all of this gives glory to God. I was led by the Lord to go to Rhema in 2016, graduated 2018. But I absolutely cherish and appreciate all the years of teaching that we got here at this ministry. And it's continued with Pastor Ed and Pastor Greg. When I was 45, I was diagnosed with cancer. And I was supernaturally healed. Had to have surgery. But I can honestly say that if it wasn't for the teachings from this ministry, I would not be here. I'd be 6 feet under. That healing added to my passion to teach on healing even more. And I believe I'm anointed in that area. Now, that being said, this will end up being a series on healing, covering multiple aspects. And yes, some of you know this, some of you have been around, a lot of the scriptures I'm going to use are familiar, but you know what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing. So, I'm also going to state that I absolutely hate the devil. No other word to say for it, but I hate the devil. I hate sickness and disease. And you can believe that all the years that I've been in nursing, I've seen some things that have been horrific. I hate seeing anyone's life being destroyed by sickness and disease. And basically, I'm on a mission to teach what is available to us through salvation so that we can prove that Jesus took sickness and disease so that we could experience health. We are the beneficiaries of healing. We have an inheritance that we need to be living and demonstrating to the world. In the time that we're in right now, revival, healing is the children's bread. It's a common phrase, but it's true. So it is critical that we in the body of Christ learn about healing so that when we are attacked by the devil, and you can be pretty assured that that will happen, we will know what to believe, what to say, and what to do. God's word, the Bible, God's word is the key that unlocks the door for you to have the freedom from sickness and disease. It's all in here. It puts us in a space of abundant life in Christ Jesus. That's what it's about. So preparation on what to do, believe, and say comes from knowing the word of God. We're going to be like what Pastor Sarah used to call and talk about the tube of toothpaste. When you squeeze a tube of toothpaste, you get toothpaste. When you squeeze a Christian, the word of God should come out. So whether you are given a negative report, an evil report, you're confronted with a negative situation, whatever it may be, the only thing that should come out is the word of God as your foundation. Amen. So the word of God is our foundation for victory in every single area that we encounter in life. So if my issue is that I don't have sickness and disease, but I have financial problems, or My children are backslidden and they're not going to church. The Word of God is still the foundation for that issue. Healing brings about wholeness. So you can start turning to 1 Thessalonians 5:23 from the New King James. But healing brings about wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. We will be looking at the healing of one's spirit, soul, and body, not just the body. Amen? So 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We are three-part beings. And so you may not have a physical condition, but maybe your emotions are off the charts, and maybe you suffer from anxiety, fear, worry, and you get upset all the time. Well, God wants your soulish realm healed as well. He wants us to live in peace. Amen? Now, I will not be teaching specifically on faith, but I'm sure we'll be covering different things that discuss faith. It'll be addressed as needed throughout the messages. My focus in this series will be on the power of God's word to heal and transform lives. The power of God's word to heal and transform lives. Let's go to Romans 10:17, reading from the New King James, and then I'm also going to follow up with the Passion. New King James, it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word. Not a television program, not the news. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Listen to it in the Passion. "Faith then is birthed in a heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one." We know that Jesus is the word of God, and he came in the flesh. "It is birthed in a heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of the anointed one." Now, many of you know the motto of this particular church, of RLCC: where the love of God is evident, the word of God is taught. And when you come here, you will be taught the word. The Spirit of God is directing. We follow the direction of the Holy Spirit, and the power of God is manifested. The power of God is manifested. We see that, and we are going to be seeing more of it. I'm expecting to see the power of God manifested. Thank you for putting that up there, guys. Knowing the power that is in God's word will absolutely transform your life. When you know that power, it will transform your life. But then we need to know and understand that that same power is also in us. Okay? It resides in us. I want you to learn about healing so that you can stand and receive healing for yourself and for others. I don't want to feed you some fish. I want to teach you how to fish so that you can feed yourself. Amen? Because it's one thing to just keep, you know, people come to church, they want somebody to lay hands, they want somebody to give them a word. Now, we're teaching you so you have what you need. Went on a mission trip to Africa, and there was a village that we had been at before. They didn't have water. They had muddy water from a river down the road or whatever, but it was unfortunate. We know that water sustains life. And so we hooked up with them and had a project that dug a well and gave them clean water. The water helps to sustain life. So, you know, doesn't do us any good to come in and give you a couple buckets of water. That just is temporary. Let's take care of that ongoing for your life. So we continue to learn and grow. Each time we hear a message on healing or any other topic, we go to another level. We mature. We keep going up the rungs of the ladder. Now, I believe that God had directed me to teach certain messages prior to this so that we could get to the place where we're at today. Now, we looked at the differences in between the world and the body of Christ. That was a couple months back. I taught a series on that. So we know that we are not of this world. We don't want to conform to the things of the world. And we know that because we're Christians, we can experience persecution for our believing. And then the last series I finished last week was, you know, who do you identify with? And the idea was to help us and get to a point that we identify with Jesus Christ. That's who we identify with, knowing what is both available to us and in us. So let me also say, I don't care how terminal your condition is. I don't care what the doctors may be saying. I've been in the medical profession over 50 years. I've heard it all. But Jesus Christ is the great physician. Now, you go to a doctor because they're good, etc., but I encourage you to put your trust in Jesus Christ. I don't care what people see in the natural realm. I don't care how bad it looks. We'll be focusing on the spirit realm and what is available to us from the spirit realm. Don't forget, everything that's here in the natural started out in the spirit realm. When God said, "Let there be light," light came. But it was first in the spirit realm. We all get to make choices, but many times I find that people are not making informed choices. They're not making informed decisions. It's easy to kind of go with the tide, go with the flow. Some people think that succumbing to sickness and disease is their only choice. They don't know that they have options. And when you hear the word of God, when you know that God has promised you long life, Psalm 91, verse 16, he's promised you that. That's his will for you. So if you decide to, you know, cut and run, okay, you can go home early to be with the Lord, but that's not his best. Now, Jesus made healing simple. He did all the hard work, and all we have to do is believe, simply believe it, act like it, and speak the right things using our authority. It's not complicated, and we're going to cover those things down the road. I'm going to be talking about one's mental attitude, their beliefs on the subject of healing, one's understanding of the power that's in the name of Jesus, and the defeat of the devil. Love that part, the defeat of the devil. The enemy will attack you at every angle and from every side to keep you down and defeated. But we need to be reminded of his defeat and then remind him of his future. So, as you can see, we're going to cover several messages. And I suggest that if you don't have a pencil paper with you there now, that you get one out and write down the following. Because this is going to be, I'm going to go over it every week. And this will be a little confession. But I also encourage you to say this daily and add it to your current confession list. Or if you don't have and you never had a confession list, start one. And this is what it says. I operate from a position of victory because I have already won. I operate from a position of victory because I have already won. Past tense. I always approach the enemy from a position of power because the power of God is in me. I always approach the enemy from a position of God because the power of God is in me. Now, I'm going to have three anchor scriptures for this teaching, and they're all from the Passion Translation. They're going to put up 1 Peter 2:24, common scripture, Romans 16:20, and Romans 8:10-11. Like I said, they're all from the Passion. So here's 1 Peter 2:24. It says, He himself carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we would be dead to sin and live for righteousness. Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. Chew on that. Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. Instant healing flowed from his wounding. Romans 16:20. From the Passion, Romans 16:20. And the God of peace will swiftly pound Satan to a pulp under your feet. Don't you just love that? And the wonderful favor of our Lord Jesus will surround you. Let me go back to say that. The God of peace, God's peace is different than the world peace, totally different, will swiftly pound Satan to a pulp under your feet. You need to understand he's been defeated. Jesus did this. He's not going back to the cross. The devil was defeated. And I love that. Swiftly pound him to a pulp. Romans 8, 10 and 11. Also in the Passion. This is the third anchor scripture. Now Christ lives his life in you. Now, right now, Christ lives his life in you. And even though your body may be dead because of the effects of sin, it's not talking about physical death, his life-giving spirit imparts life to you because you are fully accepted by God. We got into this in the Identity series. We're going to be covering that more. Yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's spirit of resurrection lives in you, God's spirit of resurrection lives in you, he will also raise your dying body to life by the same spirit that breathes life into you. We know in the King James it says, we know that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us and quickens, makes alive our mortal body. That quicken part there is bringing life to something dead in your body. Now, let's look at salvation. We're going to do some very basic covering here. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to read it in the New King James first, then the Voice, and then the Passion. Salvation. Chapter Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. And it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Now, in the title of the message tonight, healing your gift from God. All right? So, this is, you got to understand, healing's a gift. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works." A lot of people get hung up on works, lest anyone should boast. Listen to it in the Voice. "For it's by God's grace that you've been saved. You receive it through faith. It was not our plan or our effort. You and I had nothing to do with this. It is God's gift, pure and simple. You didn't earn it. Not one of us did. And I will intersect there by saying we didn't deserve it either. So don't go around bragging that you must have done something amazing." That scripture is powerful. "For it's by God's grace that you've been saved. You receive it through faith. It was not our plan or our effort. It is God's gift, pure and simple. You didn't earn it. Not one of us did. We certainly didn't deserve it. So don't go around bragging that you must have done something amazing." Listen to it in the Passion. "It was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation. Nothing. We can't earn it. For it was the gracious gift from God that brought us to Christ, so no one will ever be able to boast, for salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving." All right? Salvation's a gift. And when you give a gift, the person you're giving it to, their responsibility is to receive it. Simple. All right? Let's go to Romans 6, 23, and I'm going to read it from the New King James, Romans 6, 23. We always like to confirm scriptures to support each other. So this is also talking about being a gift. So the focus on those three scriptures, three translations, was that it's a gift. Romans 6:23 in the New King James. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's a gift. Salvation, eternal life, the gift of God. Eternal life in Christ Jesus. We can't earn our salvation. We don't deserve it. Yet God so graciously gave us this precious gift. In fact, the Passion Translation calls it a lavish gift. Now, the word saved in these scriptures here is sozo in the Greek. All right. And when you look at that word, sozo, for salvation, it has a couple different meanings, several different in one, but it means safe. It means save. It means deliver. In other words, you're delivered from whatever bondage you're in. It means protection. It means heal. It means preserve. Do well. Be made whole. Okay? So I'm going to do a little demonstration, kind of getting into this, show and tell thing. But I put this together, and I don't know, they're going to zoom in on it, but I had done a Bible class, and I was teaching like about 20 different messages all on healing. And so salvation, I wanted them to understand, salvation is up here, eternal life, and there's so many things that salvation includes. And so I had highlighted healing there. And I said, you know, that may not be exactly what they can understand or see. So many years ago, some of you were here, back in probably 2000, okay, I'm aging myself here, but back in probably 2001, maybe 2002, when I was teaching Sunday school church in the sanctuary, I taught on healing. And so what I did was I took an umbrella and I wanted them to understand that the covering, the overall umbrella here represents salvation. Now, in umbrellas, you have these spokes inside, okay? And so what I did back then was each spoke had something that represented salvation, prosperity, protection, redemption, righteousness, okay? Because there are so many things that we're entitled to because of salvation. So what I did tonight was I took one spoke and I put the word healing. Did that, all right. So that you could see and understand that healing, let me pull it off. I'm taking it off the spoke, okay? But healing is just one thing that's covered by your salvation. It's a gift. It's part of the gift, the overall gift of salvation. So if you're not in need of healing, but you need prosperity, it's covered in your salvation. Amen? So I hope that kind of gives you a little idea of the fact that we have this gift all encompassed in salvation. So it's healing is under that umbrella of salvation. It is included in the gift of salvation along with all the other things. And if you remember when we were doing the identity series, we talked about righteousness, redemption, and protection and all that. There's so many blessings and beneficiaries that we inherit through salvation. Now, I'm not trying to change scriptures, but we're going to go back and look at Ephesians 2:8 for a minute here. But I want you to listen to Ephesians 2:8 with this one switch. I could say, for by grace you've been healed through faith. Leave it up there, Lynette, okay? For by grace you've been healed through faith, and that not of yourselves is a gift of God. Why? Because it's under, healing is under salvation. I could also say, for by grace, you've been redeemed. For by grace, you've been delivered. For by grace, you've been prosperous. For by grace, you've been, protected. All of those things, they all come under the factors of grace and faith. Those things came through faith and grace. And not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. So all the things that we were blessed with through salvation come through grace and faith. So I hope we've established that healing is a gift. Because there's no sickness in heaven, because there was no sickness in the body of Jesus Christ, and because we identify with Jesus, we too can say, I no longer identify with sickness. I no longer identify with sickness. I forbid sickness in my body. I forbid sickness in my body. You can add that to your confession list if you don't have that there. We allow on earth health and healing. That's what we want here. There's no sickness and disease in heaven. And we bind sickness and disease because it is already bound in heaven. It isn't there. Let's go to Matthew 18, 18, 20. New King James, familiar scripture. Many of you pray this frequently when we are praying for someone and when we are agreeing. But Matthew 18, 18, 20 in the New King James, and then I'm going to read it in the Passion. It says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Let me stop there for a second. I say that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, married couples have such a great power between them for the things they agree in and the things they pray for when they agree together. Two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Listen to it in the Passion. Receive this truth. Whatever you forbid, I love that, whatever you forbid on earth will be considered to be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you release on earth will be considered to be released in heaven. Again, I give you an eternal truth. If two of you agree to ask God for something in a symphony of prayer, my Heavenly Father will do it for you. We forbid it, we bind it, we forbid it on earth because it's forbidden in heaven. We no longer identify with sickness. In fact, we forbid it to operate in our bodies. But the devil has to hear that. He has to hear you declare and decree what you believe. Amen? So as we're going through this, we also need to confirm how our healing was brought about. How did it happen? Let's go to Isaiah 53. I'm going to read verse 5 in the New King James. Now, we know that that chapter, Isaiah 53, is a messianic chapter. Now, it's talking about Jesus. And I'm not going to go to, 3, 4, and 4, because that covers all other, some other things. But I am going to cover 5 because that's where the healing scriptures are mentioned. Isaiah 53, verse 5 in the New King James. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed." Notice the tense. Look there. By his stripes, we are healed. Now, in Hebrew, they speak in present and future tense. So, and as an example, when God told Abraham he would be the father of many nations, he called him out. His name was changed from Abram to Abraham. Abraham means father of many nations. He didn't have any children yet. Okay? So they were speaking in the future tense. Now, listen to it. And again, this is Isaiah was preaching or teaching. He's talking about the Messiah that's going to come. And he's saying that this Messiah is going to heal. And by his stripes, we are healed. He's talking about that. Now, in the Passion, it says it this way. "But it was because of our rebellious deeds that he was pierced, and because of our sins that he was crushed. He incurred the punishment." Listen to this. "He incurred the punishment that made us completely whole." Completely whole. "And in his wounding, we found our healing." In his wounding, we found our healing. The word whole there, okay, in Hebrew means shalom. It also means peace, means prosperity, wholeness, success, and well-being. All these come to us through Christ's sufferings. We get them because of what he did. So one of the translations in Isaiah 53:5, it says, it could say, "In the fellowship," listen to this, "in the fellowship of being one with him is our healing." Whew. In the fellowship of being one with him is our healing. So when we talk about our identification, we talked about, identifying with him and understanding that power's in us that was in him. Keep that in mind. We fellowship with him, and the fellowship of being one with him is our healing. So these scriptures talk about the wounds to his physical body. Our spiritual healing, which is forgiveness of sins, came through the pouring out of his blood and through his death. But our physical healing came by the wounds inflicted upon his physical body. Scriptures interpret scriptures. So let's turn to Matthew 8. And you know that we want confirmation of the word. So let's go to Matthew 8, verse 16 and 17 in the New King James. And I'll read it in the Passion as well. Matthew 8, New King James 16 and 17. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And again, Matthew saying it was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. They knew the scriptures. All right, let's look at in the Passion. That evening, the people brought to him many who were demonized, and by Jesus only speaking a word of healing over them, they were totally set free from their torment. And everyone who was sick received their healing. Everyone who was sick received their healing. In doing this, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. He put upon himself our weaknesses, and he carried away our diseases and made us well. He carried away our diseases and made us well. Okay, so they hooked up. They realized that this is what Isaiah prophesied, and now they're seeing it happen before their very eyes. This was the kind of exchange I like. He took it, I get the good part. He took the sickness and disease, I get the health and healing. Let's look at 1 Peter 2:24 when we're looking at how our healing came about. And in that scripture, commonly known, many of you know it, Peter is restating the principle found in Isaiah 53. Okay, now remember, Peter witnessed Jesus go to the cross. Peter witnessed all the healings. Peter witnessed, and in fact, we talked about him having identified with Jesus when we did that series, because it was Peter and John that healed the lame man in Acts 3. So Peter witnessed Jesus go to the cross. He knew what Isaiah wrote, and now he's confirming it with one change. A change in the tense went from are healed to were healed. So let's put 1 Peter 2:24 first in the, I'm going to put up in the New King James for you. 1 Peter 2:24, New King James. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You were healed. Okay? So Isaiah says you are healed. Peter saw what Jesus went through, saw the stripes on his back, and then he knew to say you were healed when that happened at Calvary. The tense went from future to past. Past tense. This confirms that healing was a done deal at Calvary. You were healed. So the Hebrew word for healed is rapha. It means healed, cured, mended, repaired, and it means physician. One of the names of God in the Old Testament was Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord who heals. And he even says that, I'm not going to turn there, I didn't put it on the list to put up because we're going to go fast past it, but Exodus 15:26, we commonly know that. God said, I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15:26. So when we say by his stripes I'm healed, we speak that in faith, even though we may not see that immediate manifestation, but it's that simple. We believe it and we speak it. Now, you may experience an instant manifestation, as that one scripture said, immediate healing, okay? So when it isn't immediately in front of you, that's why we say, by his stripes, I am healed. We are confirming the results that happened, even though the manifestation by faith hasn't manifested. 2 Corinthians 4:13, New King James, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. All right. I believe, therefore I speak. Now, I'm going to come back to that scripture down the road because we're going to expound upon that in more detail. Sickness and disease was not what God planned for his creation. That was never his intent. God does not bring sickness and disease upon us, and he does not punish us with sickness and disease. There was no sickness and disease in the garden until Adam and Eve sinned. Sin ushered in sickness and disease. Now, Satan is behind all evil, and that includes sickness and disease. He's behind it. He would love nothing better for us than to be taken out by it. The big deception from Satan is to get all of mankind to remain ignorant of the Word of God. First thing he does is try to get you to stay away from the Word of God. He wants you to stay away from church. He wants you to stay away from hearing the Word. He wants you to stay away from truth. So he sends you a bunch of lies. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that bought the lies. Then, if you get the truth, what he tries to do, he's tried to get you not to apply it. Oh, I'm too tired. I worked too hard today. I'm not going to do my confessions. I'm not going to read the Word. Okay, I'm too tired. He works on us, folks. But that's his job. That's what he does. All right? He gets you first to try to keep you from it and then don't apply it. Satan would love for all of us to blame God for sickness and disease. And there's some people that believe that. After all, he is God and he needs to do something about this. He did. He sent Jesus. He took care of it. He sent Jesus. But lack of knowledge of the Word is the reason for many incorrect ideas people have about healing. One of the things a lot of people say, it must not be God's will. They didn't get healed. Another one is, it's been done away with the apostles. Now that one really gets me going because I got healed. The apostles were way gone, dead for a long time, but I was healed. So I will fight you on that. No, he healed me from cancer, and he'll heal anybody else. He's not a respecter of persons. All right. So don't buy the lies. Check it out in the scriptures for yourself. Go to the Word of God. This is our foundation. This is what will set you free. Each one of us has to come to that place where we decide ourselves whether or not it is the will of God to heal. That's simple. Let's go to John 10:10 in the New King James, John 10:10. This is what the devil does, all right? It says, and I'm going to read it also in the Passion, in the New King James, it says, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life. This is Jesus speaking. I've come that you may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Our God is the abundant giver of life. He gave us eternal life, okay? Listen to it in the Passion. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance. That's like the Ephesians 3:20, God, okay, above and beyond. He said, I've come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. More than you expect. Life in its fullness, and you overflow. Until you overflow. Life in its fullness. Fullness of life until you overflow. Another issue that people get hung up on is their family DNA. Okay. So if a parent died of a particular condition, heart attack, cancer, whatever. Okay. That does not mean that you have the same future. No, it doesn't. Okay. We're no longer from the family of Adam. If you remember in the identity series, Adam's identification, if we identified with Adam, we were going to go to hell and our sins were not going to be forgiven. Thank God we came to Christ. But we are no longer from that family of Adam. Remember in the identity series, we now identify with Jesus Christ, who has no sickness in his body. Glory to God. Okay? No sickness in his body. We have a new bloodline and are totally new creatures in Christ Jesus. We're new creations in Christ. So everything that occurred in your family or your ancestry line is null and void for your life. Null and void. You are not bound by anything that occurred with any of your family members. Thank God. So, in closing and in summary, let me just go over what we covered tonight to summarize. Number one, healing is a gift. Number two, healing was brought about by Jesus incurring stripes on his back so he could take our sickness and disease on himself. Number three, we must be taught about healing so that we can know what to do, what to say, and what to believe. Number four, Satan is behind the evil of sickness and disease. Number five, family DNA, genetics does not apply to a born-again Christian because we are new creatures in Christ. Number six, each individual needs to search the scriptures and determine for themselves if it's God's will to heal. Number seven, God desires for us to be whole in spirit, soul, and body. Number eight, there's no sickness and disease in heaven nor in Jesus. Therefore, we identify with Jesus and we forbid sickness and disease in the earth, operating in health and healing instead. And number nine, we believe, therefore we speak. We speak our desired outcomes, not the situation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you live in us, and therefore our identity is with you. Help us to come up to a higher level in the area of healing, and help us to demonstrate your power individually and towards others. Thank you, Lord, that you already bore sickness and disease in your body so that we don't have to bear it in ours. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of healing. Amen. We never conclude a message without giving you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ. Maybe you're new to this. Maybe you've never tuned into us and this is your first time connecting with this live stream. So I'm going to pray a little simple prayer, and all you have to do is repeat after me and confess this out loud. And you will be born again, child of God, entitled to healing. So just say, Dear God, I believe that Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he was crucified. He died, was buried, but rose on the third day. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Take over my life. I thank you that all my sins are forgiven. And I thank you that I now have eternal life. Amen. That simple prayer changed your spirit immediately. It went from death to life. If that was the first time you prayed that prayer, you're now born again and you have a new relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. On the screen, you're going to see contact information. I encourage you that if you pray that prayer, reach out to us. We'd like to get some information out to you because you need to get started to go in the right direction. There's an email connection with the website. You can send mail in to our address on the website, and also our phone number is there. We would love to hear from you and know that you were born again tonight and get this information to you. Kind of think of it as somebody coming home from the hospital with a baby and they need all the right information and all the right tools to get started to go in the right direction. If you're at a distance, I encourage you to find a church that teaches truth. You'll know you have the Holy Spirit in you, and go to that church and you'll know by the Holy Spirit if that's where you will be fed properly. And you could always tune into our services because we want you to know the truth.